Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour. Hope you're having a wonderful second weekend in August, wherever you happen to be. We're on the island of Fire Island in New York and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Here's a little statistic I'd like to share with you. It won't make you feel better, but at least you'll realize you're not alone. One quarter of all flights by U.S. Airlines were late in the first half of this year, with the industry recording its second worst on-time performance rate in 14 years. Now, here's the best part. Despite carrying 6 million fewer passengers. Hello? Jeez. Not bad, huh? No, not good. And, of course, the worst on-time arrival performance? Yes, our good friends at LaGuardia. And you know, if LaGuardia is not on time, the ripple effect goes across the country, east to west. And that was for arrivals. For departures, you don't have to go far. Chicago O'Hare, of course. And they're both congested. Why? Because the airlines don't listen to basic common sense about slots and schedules. The FAA, here's the bizarre part. The FAA publishes what they call an airport capacity report, which lists how many airplanes a particular runway at a particular airport can handle in any given 60-minute period. They're delusional. You can't list 42 departures in a 60-minute period. That's like one plane every 1 minute and 20 seconds. That's like doing aircraft carrier operations in a war. So, of course, based on that delusional figure, the airlines are allowed to schedule that many flights. So they may have flown fewer passengers, but they're still flying those planes. It's nuts. Now, hopefully in September, at least from a schedule perspective, when they cut capacity, things might get a little better. But still, this is nuts. One more thing I want to share with you, and that is, how many people have called this show? How many people have written me an email because they want to become one of those at-home travel agents, and get that travel agent kit for like $500? And I tell you, don't do it. It's a scam. You'll never make any money doing this, and it's a total ripoff. Well, this week, California's Attorney General, Jerry Brown, the former governor, sued a particular internet-based business claiming that they were operating a pyramid scheme and seeking more than $25 million in fines. The name of the company is YourTravelBiz.com, and they're doing exactly that, selling those travel agent kits for you to become a travel agent and sell travel and get all these great discounts and perks. It's not worth it, folks. Don't do it. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Donna on the phone. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Now, here's my dilemma. I want to take my daughters to Japan as a special thank you.
That's pretty good.
Well, I know. They've had to put up with a lot. They have a brother with autism, and their life has been pretty difficult. We have not traveled ever, so this is our first trip. I've gone to your site. I've read up all the stuff on how to do Japan on a budget, and I'm just kind of lost. I don't know how to take the first step.
Okay, well, let's try about how many days do you want to spend over there?
My husband says he can live without us for a week.
Just a week? Wait a minute. This is all about you and your daughters. Let's not talk about your husband. Let's talk about doing a trip the right way. Tell him it's going to be 2 weeks. You got him.
I wish. I know. I've been reading, and it's like it seems like it's going to be really difficult to just go there for a week.
Well, if you're only going to go there for a week, I can help you too, but it's too bad you can't go longer. Obviously, you fly to Tokyo first. And you can spend maybe 2 or 3 days there, and I can tell you exactly what to do in terms of the fun things to do and some of the cultural things to do and, of course, the eating. And then what you want to do is get on the bullet train to Kyoto, which will be a completely different experience for you. It's a much more spiritual city. It's quieter. You'll have a completely different experience down there. And then that's about going to take up your whole week, because what I'd love to do is to give you another week and get you down to Kobe and sail the inland sea of Japan into Nagasaki and go to that memorial over there and see it, because I think everybody needs to see it, and then fly back. But if I were you, given just a week, you're only going to be able to have an appetizer here. The appetizer would be Tokyo and Kyoto.
Well, I'm sure we will come back sometime, but you know, I think
just remember, sometime is not a time.
That's true.
I just wanted to help you out on that one. But here's the thing. One thing you got to do is you got to get up very early in the morning in Tokyo and go to I can never pronounce it, Tsukiji, which is the central fish market. They have the most amazing auction starting at 5 in the morning. You need to see this. You've never been to a fish market like this. Just do yourself a favor. Don't ever raise your hand, because you will have bought a $25,000 tuna. But go to that auction in the morning, and then when it's over, which is about 5:45, you go in and have what? The best sushi in your life. It's really that good. And then before you leave home, you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but go out and buy a couple of containers of toothpicks, and then go to the Mitsukoshi or the Daimuro department stores in both Tokyo and Kyoto, and go down to their food displays. You will be amazed at these food displays, and they have samples. They just don't have toothpicks. You have the toothpicks. Ta-da! And now you eat so well just by going around the store and sampling. It's one of the great experiences that your daughters will have in a department store for no money. How about that?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. All right, but keep going on that trip, and if you can extend it to 2 weeks, call me back, and I'll tell you what to do in Kobe and Nagasaki. All right? And congratulations to your daughters. They're in for a treat. Donna, thanks for the call. That music means we're out of time for our first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. And for those stations sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming from the island of Fire Island in New York and Peter Greenberg Worldwide. We'll be back with our second hour right after these messages.